This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
British director of six projects at the Wuhan lab, directly funded by Obama and Dr. Anthony Fauci, has confessed on video to weaponizing five viruses in China and combining them into COVID-19. We're about to lay it out right now.
For 5 years, from 2014 to 2019, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which Tony Fauci runs and has for decades, pumped money to a group called the EcoHealth Alliance. The EcoHealth Alliance is run by a man whose name you may recognize, Dr. Peter Daszak. Daszak contracted with Dr. Xi to conduct gain-of-function experiments at the Wuhan lab. Daszak bragged about how easy it is to manipulate coronaviruses in lab experiments.
You can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. This spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus.
The gain-of-function research that Peter Daszak was bragging about in the video we just showed you had, in fact, been banned explicitly by the U.S. government. There was a federal moratorium on the funding of exactly the kind of gain-of-function experiments that went on in the Wuhan lab to disastrous effects. So why didn't the U.S. government halt its funding of the lab in Wuhan? Who signed off on this? Tony Fauci, possibly along with Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, invoked that special exemption in order to keep funding the Wuhan lab and the deadly experiments that were going on there. The experiments that clearly went so wrong. This wouldn't have happened if Tony Fauci didn't allow it to happen. That is clear. It's an amazing story. It is a shocking story. In a functional country, there would be a criminal investigation currently underway into Tony Fauci's role in the COVID pandemic that has killed millions and halted our country and changed it forever. So why isn't there a criminal investigation into Tony Fauci's role in this pandemic?
This is undoubtedly the biggest news we've ever broken in my 27-year history on air. Now, Tucker Carlson partially scooped us last night, which I am totally happy to do. I was up here at like 6:30. I was exhausted last night, and I told Rob Due, let's do this in the morning. This story is so important. Let's come in and shoot a special report and then add the documentation to this because it's so giant. And then I went home, turned on Tucker Carlson, my family, and watched him tell about 80% of the story. Then he pointed to a major report from a former top New York Times writer, Nicholas Wade, that is in thewire.in, because the New York Times obviously would not publish something this huge. And what does he break down from all the admitted evidence that we're about to lay out? The Wuhan lab was a joint operation between the Obama administration and the communist Chinese with Dr. Fauci running the operation. And that's what all the documents and all the admissions are. And then when it began to come out last year, they had the people that actually ran these projects at the lab write the Lancet study saying that there was no connection to the lab and putting out the fake information about the wet animal market. And so you've got them funding it. You've got them running it. You've got them trying to cover it up. But here's what's even more insane. Tucker only got to part of the interview with the main corporate manager of six of the gain-of-function weaponization of SARS COVID viruses. In the full interview he did in 2019, he actually admits that they were working on creating a super virus with all five viruses in it and how to infect humans so they could then create a vaccine for the threat. That's how bioweapon development works, is you get around international treaties and national laws by saying, oh, no, we're not creating a bioweapon. We're creating horrible things in a lab that someone else might make so we can counter it. But nature would have never combined five viruses together. And CRISPR gene editing is dead on. The Indians own them. Europe owns them. The U.S., China, Australia. And it was 14, 15 months ago that major Indian Institute, very respected, scanned the virus and said, it's five viruses, it has HIV delivery system. You can see the P shuttle gene insertions where they spliced the viruses together. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also cleaned fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two of this live May 12th Wednesday transmission, and we are seeing 21st century warfare. We are seeing global corporations and the UN that they set up, setting up a powerful, in-your-face world government, and they are coming after everybody's basic freedoms and are setting up a dictatorial world ID system. So let's go ahead and go over some of this news, and we're going to a special guest. Michigan orders closure of pipeline in escalating dispute with Canada. Canada has a treaty. They've operated the pipeline safely for 67 years. It supplies much of the Midwest and Michigan and Wisconsin with oil that is turned into gas. And Whitmer just says environmentalists order it closed, just like Keystone's been closed. It supplies the raw crude that then is refined and sent up the colonial. So that's why I say Biden and the globalists are the main suspect. They say they want to shut it down. They're shutting down pipelines everywhere, constantly. They're blocking all new pipeline construction in the U.S. They're most areas of the country, they've blocked new oil drilling. And then he says, oh, it's some nebulous group in Russia. Yeah, sure, I've been hearing that for quite a while. New York Times and others had to retract 2 weeks ago that they said Giuliani was working for the Russians. They just made it up. Of course they do. They're Chi-Com agents. Their job is to shut the U.S. down so everything moves to China. That's what the Great Reset was. That's what the COVID-19 is. They admit it. Klaus Schwab has written all these books. But here they are right here. I'll grab them for you. Look at this. Stakeholder capitalism. Klaus Schwab, meaning only if you're a good little globalist do you get to do business. Shaping the fourth industrial revolution, Klaus Schwab, how they're going to have a post-human world and phase humans out. And then this book he published in the first month of the pandemic, they already had written and ready. He said all this years before, how they'd use a virus to bring in world government, implantable microchips under your skin, the end of the family, a robot takeover, no more beef, and you're going to drink sewage water. By the way, the EU just approved meal bugs as the main food for children in public school. Told you that was coming. So that's what they're doing. You might want to actually find out what they're up to. And that dovetails into fighting back and removing Liz Cheney from the Republican leadership. That is certainly a good thing. When we stand up for these monsters, all we have is victory. When we lay down, all we have is enslavement. And that leads us now to our next subject. Rand Paul confronts Fauci on funding gain-of-function research at Wuhan Lab. Fauci spectacularly lies. We'll be playing much of that exchange in the fourth hour when Dr. Francis A. Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Law, former top U.N. war crimes prosecutor, and one of the main contributors to world law on biological chemical weapons, has talked about the Geneva Convention and the war crimes that have been committed and how those involved in carrying out the release of this virus and then the deadly shots are guilty of violating the Nuremberg Code. And you know what the Nuremberg Code says. After convicted, the punishment is execution. And I said that yesterday. The media said I was death-threatening Bill Gates. No, I wasn't. I said, I think he's guilty of this. We've got the evidence. Nobody's doing anything to him. That's the last thing we want. That turns him into a victim. We want to get to the bottom of who's behind this. There's plenty of evidence to indict them now. That's coming up after our guest leaves us. But Rand Paul confronts Fauci. That's coming up. Smoking gun video. Fauci project manager confesses to creating COVID-19. That's up on Bandai Video. Far right seizes on Wuhan lab concerns. We did that a year and 3 months ago. We didn't just seize on it. Far right seizes on Wuhan lab concerns as proof that Fauci masterminded the COVID-19 pandemic. And it goes on and on. We've got all the latest deaths, kids being given the shots, everything else. People on Reddit talking about all the bad reactions they've had. How long till that gets censored? But I wanted to bring you an actual witness to all of this. You see it in the news. You talk to people that have heard about it. You hear the callers. But one of the great young ladies that works there, I won't say her name so she gets harassed. She works in social media. She's in her early 20s. Her uncle is 45 years old, and he's a coach. We don't get him harassed. We won't say where or what. And they want you to get vaccinated, quote, be around the kids. But it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy, unapproved, approved under emergency authorization. So he gave us his medical records, the parts he doesn't want seen or blacked out. In fact, we're not going to even say his name. He didn't black this out. We're going to black that out now, and we've got a nickname for him. We just do that. That's the best thing to do. They said I could show all this, but I'm going to black that out too. And here is his scan of his vaccine card, which is, again, his gene therapy card. And it says when he got it. You see, he got the first one on 4/11, got the next one on 5/2, and it was, as you can see, the Pfizer, and there are all the numbers, Travis County, and all the information right there. Headquarters, healthcare professional, clinical site. And it's got the lot number and all the information right there. And then here, again, he doesn't mind me putting out his full name, but I'm just going to do this for him because the left will harass people. This is the actual, it's not a scan. This is his medical notes right here. Okay, gave him to us. Had a stroke, passed out, everything happened to him after he had the second shot a few days after. He's here to lay it all out for you. We'll go by Coach Pete. He's the uncle of an InfoWars employee, a father, and a husband. Coach Pete is a non-political person that coaches. Joining us today to discuss his reaction to the vaccine, which may have been the cause of a possible stroke. And he's gotten out of the hospital. I asked, where's that crew member? We need her. Oh, her uncle's in the hospital. I said, let me guess, the vaccine? They go, yeah, we're about to tell you that. So he joins us now. Coach Pete, we're glad you're still alive, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Jones.
Well, we got a few minutes to break, but just tell us about yourself and tell us what happened. We appreciate you sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, like you said, I did go ahead and got my vaccine shots this past Saturday, I would say around 10:20. They said I fainted. You know, I was sitting on my couch watching a boxing match, and the next thing I remember, I'm in an ambulance. For a split second, I woke up, and then after that, shortly after that, I woke up inside a CT scan in the hospital. And then shortly after that, I'm being released. Now, I don't know the time frame. I know it was between 10 and 2, 3 in the morning, but I don't remember anything. They said I blanked out. I was classified as a faint. I never known a faint to last from 10:20 till the next morning. I'm sorry, I lost you.
You're doing a good job. I mean, I'm here just listening to you and thinking about this. And that's what they say over and over again when people even die. Whether it was Hank Aaron or Marvin Hagler or somebody, you know, we don't know if it was the vaccine did it, but even though their family says, in many cases, they die a day or two after they take it.
Correct. And I heard the same stories and a real concern. And it's concerning to me that I was not, I didn't have any conscious. Anything that happened to me that night, I was in the hands of the people that were here in my house. Happened. I did not know anything was going on. I walked out of the hospital, and I'm not even sure how I made it up the stairs to my bedroom.
Wow.
I have no recollection of it.
So, I mean, I've got the medical records here, but you took one shot 1 month, you took the next month, and then what was it, 5-6 days after you took the second shot that you collapsed?
That's correct. That is correct. Saturday. This past Saturday.
And how long were you in the hospital?
Sure did. I was in the hospital, I would say, anything between 10:30 p.m. to about 2:30 a.m. I was released. I walked out on my own 2 feet that I have no memory of. I have no memory of getting home and walking in to my own bedroom till the next morning.
All right, brother, we're going to come back to you and show some shocking clips, the newest clips of people taking the vaccine and collapsing a few minutes later and people having convulsions. Mm-hmm. And that's what the literature says that these vaccines will do. That's what they told Fauci, do not give it to humans as a vaccine. University of Texas did in 2012. That's why I say he's a war criminal. This has all been premeditated.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are in the middle of an incredible adventure, good versus evil. I'm extremely honored to be your host. We've got so much news, your calls, a bunch of big guests today. We're just kicking off this transmission. But it's really important that we have Coach Pete on, because my grandmother was told she was given polio by the vaccine. I knew this when I was a kid. My mother knew it. She admitted it to me. And even before she died, I said, please, you'll never do an interview. She goes, I don't want to be a nasty person and talk bad about my doctor. He didn't mean it. Well, the globalist meant it. Dr. Salk made jokes about it and bragged there were too many people. And so what? I have the video. He was a eugenicist. It's a mad scientist club. And she's like, I'm not going to be part of that. Well, we better tell people what happens. We better talk about it. My mother was a triathlete on University of Texas Masters. She won silver and gold medals. She was competing against former Olympic athletes and winning. She didn't get into swimming until she was 30. They told him to take a flu shot 30 years ago. My mother almost died and never competed again. So I know. My uncle took a tetanus shot, almost killed him. I know about this. And then I got the facts. This is not about vaccines. It's about these mad scientists putting stuff in us. So here's a one-minute clip that just came out yesterday. It's on Bandai Video. I hope you share it with people. Of a woman in Latin America standing there. And then a woman behind it, they're supposed to wait 15 minutes after you take the shot because a lot of folks get sick. And the woman just collapses. And another video in Mexico of a man having convulsions. They said he'd been having them for over a day after he had the vaccine. That's a continual convulsion. That kills you. Here it is. When did they vaccinate him? Yesterday. Lower the stretcher. And they all know what it is. And every time that happens, they say, oh, it's COVID, not the vaccine. Video, woman collapses and convulses, man in hospital convulses after having COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine. So it's important what Coach Pete has done. Unlike others, he's actually telling the testimony. People who've had children die from vaccines should tell the testimony to save their lives. And I'm not mad at those people, but they work right here in this building. We have to tell these stories to save others. So Coach Pete, now knowing this, would you take this experimental vaccine that did not go through approval now after clearly what happened to you after you took it?
No, I would not. I would not take it. I was actually against taking it. My wife was adamant about taking it and having the kids take it. And my kids have older children, so they're able to take it. And so we did. You know, I said, well, my kids are taking it. My wife's taking it. I'm going to take it with them. So we're all in it together, even though I was literally 100% against taking the vaccine.
Well, we just appreciate you stepping forward. I tried to get your niece to, and she said, look, I don't want to be public. I totally get that. She said, but my uncle will probably talk, and you were willing to come on. What makes you different than all the other people that this happens to, but they won't testify?
I'm not sure what makes me different, but what I did turn into you guys was my medical records, because I wanted to show that just in April 14th, I did go to a specialist here to get a full labs, full setup, check the heart, check the veins, anything you can think of related to. I'm a heavier set guy, so I went and got from A to B, A to Z, and I wanted to make sure all my labs were right. And then I got my vaccine a week ago, and then I faint for the hospital. I fainted. Fainted that lasted, 10 hours. It's I never heard of that, So I don't recollection anything that happened. I have cameras at my house. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't see myself being rolled out of the stretcher and being – I walked myself back into the home. But it had not been for my cameras, I would have never – I have no recollection of it.
Well, that's right. It's right here in line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight of their write-up on you at the hospital that you had the second dose and had full physical heart check, all 100% normal, and passed stress test right there. So you were healthy, clean bill of health, 45 years old, and this happened to you.
That is correct. That is correct. I woke up in the ambulance for like seconds. I woke up inside a CT scan tube for a few seconds. They were CAT scanning my brain, checking for, they thought maybe I possibly might have had a stroke. But at the end of the day, when I was discharged, they discharged it as a faint. But I don't remember anything. I couldn't tell you what the room looked like, what one nurse.
Well, let's expand on that. It's not like this only happened to you, so maybe it's over and over again. People are collapsing. They're having an autoimmune response in the brain, swelling. And then when the swelling goes down, you come back out of it. That's one of the things we see. I'm not a doctor. I love how they say, doctors say possible cause, B12 shots. When there's no connection to B12 shots, I take B12 shots. They're amazing. They're totally natural, just right in the fat. That is just it's not the vaccine, though. It's the evil B12.
I have taken B12 shot probably the last 4 to 5 years, even probably longer than that. So I highly doubt that anything B12 related caused me to faint for that amount of time and have no memory of it. Thank God I have family around me that was able to take care of me because I had no function and I would not be able to answer question one as myself.
Well, if you go to the Reddit forums, there are thousands of people talking about what's happened, and they admit there are young women, young people, young boys dying. Did you know that the Pfizer shot you took is banned in China and banned in India?
No, I did not know that. I did some research, but obviously, I didn't do an intensive research on it.
It's not your fault. I mean, Google, what did you use, Google?
I did use Google.
Yeah, Google, the top 100 pages are just force-fed BS from Big Pharma. They hide all the real studies, all the real news. I mean, if you go to the European news or the Australian news or the Indian news, it's all over the news over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm just so used to using a Google search engine, and I use it like most people do. And, I found some information on it and we went ahead and took the vaccine. It was just a week ago. I'm just blessed that I'm here today and talking to you and letting the people know what happened.
Well, I don't want to scare you, my friend, but it, in the animal studies, it hits the heart and the brain and stuff later. And so really you need to, I'd check in with a doctor. I'd look at what some of the medical doctors are saying about dealing with inflammation. I don't have a medical doctor, but I would take turmeric if I was you to deal with inflammation because you already are probably having some inflamed heart and your arteries because you are a big guy. That happens to any big guy. And then you get an insult like this vaccine that causes autoimmune response. It can be even worse than you. If you were old, it might have killed you. So I'm just really glad that you're okay now and stay in contact with us. Any updates, call your niece. We'll get you right back on, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you. That's Coach P. He was willing to have his full name on air, and I said, brother, we're not going to do that to you. The left will harass the living hell out of you if they find out who you are. But there are the medical records. That's just one more person that this happened to, and it's in the literature. This happened to the rats. It happened to the pigs. It happened to other things they tested on, and they said, don't give it to humans. That's in the UT study. All right, we'll be right back with – I'll tell you what, we'll be right back when we come back. Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so saying, where are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded.
promoted. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen by night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets that we share, mountains that we move, caught like a wildfire out of control. Till there was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. And I remember what she said to me.
How she swore.
She swore that it never would end.
All right, we're back, my friends.
I remember how she held me.
You know, I believe in you. And I believe that when you hear the bad stuff that's going on, you're going to warn others. We're going to do something about it. We're going to say no. And we've been doing that. And so, the Bolsonaro and Trump and so many others, the globalist program was in trouble. So they just launched the operation
that they had been planning to already launch down the road at us. I mean, it's all laid out they'd use a virus to take over. It's all laid out that they're going to cut off the power and the energy and claim that hackers did it. And that in the future, everything's going to be unstable and there's going to be flash mobs and implantable microchips and you won't be able to be hired by a corporation unless you have a brain chip, and that the hackers and the instability is actually going to help bring in the new world system. And then it's in all the different John Hopkins documents. And in fact, I got a whole stack up on my desk I'll get during the break I forgot to bring in here. And I'll cover that next segment. But that's what this is. And then there's Biden shutting down the Keystone pipeline that supplies the Colonial pipeline. 15 years in the making. They shut it off right when it's completed. And then now this is shut off by a nebulous hacker group with no evidence. And then Whitmer shuts down a giant pipeline, or ordering it shut down, out of Canada that's been there 67 years under treaty. She says, I don't care what the treaty says. We're doing it. So this shows how delicate modern civilization is with just-on-time delivery. And it makes things so convenient, but for the technocrats, they're able to manipulate that and get total power and control. And it's not like I just came up here this week and said Biden's behind this pipeline. Any of you that listen on a regular basis know that on January 21st, I went on air, and since then probably 200 times, and did whole segments on they're going to implode the borders, they're going to shut off the power, they're going to claim hackers did it, and they are going to stage mass shootings, and they are going to manipulate and attack local infrastructures, and only the big mega banks and big mega box stores will be able to stay open. And as they flood all this free money, that'll keep people from working while the rest of the infrastructure that could employ them in the future dies. And then all that is left is the globalist infrastructure, and then it takes over completely and then can dictate how you live your life and what you do. An example, what have I said probably 5,000 times in 27 years? Once they bring in a cashless society and you have a guaranteed universal income, they will dictate socially how you behave and what you do to get that income up. You sterilize yourself, it goes up. You cut your son's testicles off, you get 20,000 credits put in there. How'd I know all that? Because I read it in their blueprints and their different scenarios. It's their world, we're just living in it until we start admitting this to ourselves and doing something about it. So I'm constantly frustrated, and I'm not bitching. The crew is awesome. I'm like an old man to them, both good and bad. But, I mean, I'm not pleased about this. I'm not pleased that I'm the main opposition to them, and I'm not pleased that I've got so much credibility now, and I'm not pleased that I've got to say the things nobody else will say. Of course, Fauci and Schwab and Prince Charles and Gates need to be up on war crimes charges. I mean, Prince Charles is quarterbacking this whole damn thing. I remember reading in the Chronicle 10 years ago how he did a hologram to South by Southwest to tell people to stop commuting, and in the future we'll only commute by hologram. And now he's praising the Great Reset and how it's going to make you all poor to control you. He's a feudalist. That's what he's done for over 1,000 years to his subjects. His family's done that. Over 1,000 years. He is the direct heir of the Anglo-Saxons. And you hear about Anglo-Saxons, the media calls that anybody that's white from Europe. Anglo-Saxons were one tribe of Vikings that took over Europe. He's related to William the Conqueror, who's an Anglo-Saxon, and the Anglo-Saxons before him. God help us. God help us. These people are murderous as the day is long, and this is their plan. They tell you they're going to turn the power off. They tell you post-industrial world. George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to that agreement in 1992 for Agenda 21. Now we're under Agenda 2030. And Obama signed us on to that. Trump tried to block it. They're raging forward. And yes, Trump went along with the vaccines. That's a terrible thing, but aren't you glad that Trump just routed out Lynn Cheney, Cheney's daughter, little warmonger that actually ran some of the war over there? Aren't with the State Department? Aren't you glad that Trump's going to get pro-gun, pro-America people elected all over the country? I'm not defending his vaccine push. I'm just saying this Lynn Cheney thing is a very, very positive and good development. And there's other big positive developments I'm going to get to when we come back, when I lay out the latest on the infrastructure shutdown and how to stop it. And we look at Liz Cheney, and we look at the open borders, and we look at a lot more ahead of Pastor Artur Holoski out of jail, arrested for preaching in Canada. We'll give us a brief update next hour, and then I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls. Then I host the fourth hour with one of the most important hours we've ever done, with the former chief prosecutor from the United Nations that tried Slobodan Milosevic and others, the man that wrote the U.S. biological weapons law, the guy that helped contribute to world law. I'll ask him if I went too far saying I believe Cheney, oops, Freudian slip, he called for the use of race-specific bioweapons in the PNAC April 2000 document rebuilding America's defenses. So even when I get a name wrong, it's right. So when I talk about Obama, when I talk about Biden, I say Obama. That's not on purpose. That just comes out because my brain's so trained to say the truth that even when they've got a lie, I'll just replace it with the truth. That's how my brain just automatically works now. Just totally turning it over to reality and truth and just approximation and analysis and understanding. But again, I digress. I don't call him Biden. I call him O'Biden or Biden or O'Harris because that's who is really running things. And they hate this country dearly. Everything they've done is to ship the jobs out and shut us down and break up our families and ship in fentanyl and bring in giant third world dependent populations of women with children is to weigh the country down. It's Cloward and Piven. And you're seeing the plan. They're making a real run at us. There's more than 14 pipelines Biden's already turned off in the U.S., not just this one. Of course he turned it off. We're under attack, and they're getting you used to it. Because next time, it won't be a week you're out of power. It'll be 2 weeks, a month. They're bringing you to your knees, so America's over. We're being conquered. And that's why everybody better get prepared and get ready. Today's the last day to get 2020 prices on Swirlable Foods ready to ship to you from 5 distribution centers. You order today, it's shipped out tomorrow. Hundreds of specialty foods, 6 month, 3 month, year supplies. They've got water filtration, air filtration, everything at preparewithalex.com where you find the best food at the lowest prices with an additional 10% off. And here's the big news. They told us a week ago, they said, hey, you got to end this sale. You only run it for a week or so. But you know this, we got to go up. Everybody else has already gone up. They're going to go up. So you're not just getting last year's prices. It's going to go up. Get it now. Don't wait. Preparewithalex.com. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Obama did win via propaganda and brainwashing his first two terms, but he did not win his third term that he's serving right now through his puppets, his placeholders that are Kamala Harris, a true moron, and, of course, a corrupt lawyer who once was smart and very cunning, but now out of his mind, and that is, of course, Joe Biden. But make no mistake, I know people that are involved at the highest levels. Obama actually calls a lot of shots in the globalist system. He's not the final highest level with the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others, but he's actually in command. He's actually carrying on operations, and he is very smart and very evil, and he hates this country with a passion, and they always hate the Midwest. They always hate the South. They're turning your power off. They turned your power off. My God, you think they just turned Keystone off to play games? During the break, I was searching it. Actually, I want to report on this. I'm sorry. I said 14, 15 pipelines have been shut down since he got in office 115 days ago. Over 1,000 pipelines have been canceled in the U.S. Excuse me. That's the latest number. That's mainstream news. 1,000. And that's because they canceled drilling permits all over the United States 60% of drilling permits have just been canceled. Did you hear what I just said? And now they're talking about shutting the rest down. So when he said we're going to bankrupt fossil fuel, we're going to end fossil fuel, they're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. And they're not going to let you replace it either. This is the collapse. So it was, I mean, it's 14 big pipelines he shut down. And now there's the fourth largest pipeline system in the United States. Keystone was the biggest. It never opened. Colonial is what, the third largest. But the one in Michigan, they argue, is the fourth or fifth biggest pipeline system. There's five of them. Thousands of miles of it. And the choke point is the Michigan-Canadian border. And Whitmer's ordered it turned off. She doesn't even have the damn power. The Enbridge pipeline. Can't make that up, can you? That's war, ladies and gentlemen. And what are all these states doing? They're passing laws outlawing the sale of combustion engines in 2030. And it goes on and on and on and on. But China builds a new coal power plant every 3 days. Mexico builds one every couple weeks. India builds them every week. They're all open for business, and they run dirty plants with no scrubbers. Ours are 100% clean, except carbon dioxide and water vapor, so they name carbon dioxide a toxic waste. This is war. You know, listeners used to freak out on me and say, why do you harp on them, Obama shutting down all the coal plants? Who cares? I'm not working at a coal plant. That's how you get cheap energy, ding-dong. And if you don't have cheap energy, we're not open for business. And then we're bye-bye. And yes, they've got all sorts of clean, unlimited energy they're suppressing. But they're not going to let us have that. We know about coal and oil and natural gas, so they're taking it away. Yeah, there's Wuhan in the afternoon. Yeah, roll some footage of what it looks like in China, where they have they use more coal than 169 other countries combined. They have more greenhouse gas emissions than any other country in the world, and they're not shutting it down, and they're not even putting a scrubber on it. For those that don't know, a coal power plant in the U.S. since the 90s is completely clean. They have scrubbers, all those tubes that look like a battleship hooked up to the side of it. You know, an old-fashioned coal plant, so a smokestack, and a building with a water turbine that turns a turbine. So just like hydroelectric, but the steam turns the turbine. And when you look at China, it's just that, like we used to have. But by the 70s, they had scrubbers on it. By the 90s, they were completely clean with sensors on the top of the smokestacks. China doesn't do that, ladies and gentlemen. They burn dirty coal with mercury in it, and then it gets into the atmosphere and comes down over the United States. We're lined up on the same parallel with them. In fact, that's one reason I love Texas, but I think I might move out here at least part of the year. Because it's child abuse to have my four-year-old here. You know the jet stream that goes over southern China, where most of their plants are? Because 90% of the Chinese population is all on its coast and in the south. Almost no one in the east. Those that are there are in slave camps for apple, death camps. Seriously. But it's liberal. So Tim Cook's case, it's kind of cool. And I'm kind of digressing here. I have a lot of other things to cover, but the jet stream dumps in over New Mexico and Louisiana. And the main place where it normally is dumping into about 2,000 feet, is normally at 35,000 feet, jet stream. It dumps in because it goes all around the planet. But that band of the jet stream that goes over China and then comes right over the United States dumps on Texas. People are like, I got really bad allergies. Man, why's Texas got such bad allergies now? Those aren't allergies, sweetheart. That's toxic waste. But it's Chinese, so it's not bad. Okay. If it was American, it would be bad. If it's Chinese, it's good. And the globalists are all invested there, and they love it, and it's a great thing. And so everybody moving to Texas thinking, man, this is the best place on earth. I just look at them like, yeah. I was telling Joe Rogan at dinner like a month ago, I said, you know, the jet stream dumps over Texas. He was having a good time eating a steak. And I said, just never mind. Never mind. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Have yourself a merry little lung cancer. Have yourself some Alzheimer's, too. But our plants are all being shut down. They're totally clean. Oh, but see, we only know about discrimination. We've got John Oliver slams white people over ignorance of black hairstyles. And he just makes up something that whites don't like blacks because they have curly hair. What the hell does that even mean? You know, we don't care about open borders and global disease and poisonous vaccines killing us and people dropping dead everywhere and world government and new world order and all the rest of it. No, 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 no. John Oliver has white people and black people fighting over hairstyles. It's like an alternate dimension when you watch it. Now, we have the pastor arrested and out of jail, popping in for a segment or two, and then I'm going to give the number out. In fact, let's just start our engines now. Free for all, any topic you want to discuss, any issue you want to raise, the bombshells that have come out about the Wuhan lab, with the videos of the head of the project under Fauci saying they created a 5 virus, superbug, Fauci lying to Congress saying that they never funded gain of function. It was a huge controversy. It's all on record. They did it on the NIH website. They said they funded gain of function. I have all those documents coming up fourth hour with Dr. Boyle. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I think when we ended the show Monday when I took calls, there was a 3 or 4 folks still on hold. So we want to call them back, put them up front of the line. If they answer the phone, we'll go to them first, 877-789-2539. So here's the good news. People are waking up. Here's the bad news. The globalists have launched their main assault, and it's going to be the slow, controlled collapse of civilization. They're going to claim third-party hackers did it. I didn't just tell you this week. I told you this years ago. They basically admit they're doing it. And when they don't have that, they'll just overtly border things shut down. Wouldn't let Texas have its power turned up under federal regulations when the storm was coming. Or they had InfraGuard or NewsGuard and all those other groups. That's really what NewsGuard is. Coming out and saying, I'm a liar. Like I said, India didn't ban the Pfizer shot. That's a lie. That's totally true. Well, Bill Gates' organization said I'm a liar. Oh, wow, Bill Gates. What a nice man. Well, every word comes out of his mouth when he's not hanging around with the old pedos. So that's all coming up in the next hour. There's also all these supermodels sending pictures of themselves in bikinis to Bill Gates. And I wanted to tell those women, I don't think you're young enough for him or Jeffrey Epstein, sweetheart. But anyways, I was interesting to investigate that, though. So we've got some of it. It was hard work, but I was happy to do it. That's coming up next hour as well. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And don't forget again, today's the last day. They're telling us we got to go back to the prices and it's going to go up on high quality storable foods. PrepareWithAlex.com. They're ready to ship you right now. Get prepared while you still can.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.